This episode is brought to you by Fetch. Fetch is a kennel alternative right here in Denver, not a traditional doggy daycare or boarding school. They offer one-on-one private pet care for all kinds of pets, both furry and non-furry. And their employees are experienced, insured, bonded, and background checked, so you can rest easy knowing your pet is in good hands. Basically, they know pets. I used to watch a Burmese mountain dog named Sven, who was just like walking a polar bear. It was insane. Fetch offers pet sitting, dog walking, pet taxi, medication administration, and more. And he hated going on walks. I could like walk him around the block and then he was like, he just liked to lay in the bathtub. So if you're looking for high quality pet care you can trust, check out Fetch at northdenver.fetchpetcare.com. That's northdenver.fetchpetcare.com.
Today on CityCast Denver, spring break. Whether you got friends and family coming to town or you're just in the mood for a staycation, we've got you covered. Because last summer we brought in our politics and green chili correspondent, Justine Sandoval, to help plan a killer visit to Denver the way only Denverites could. Today is Wednesday, March 27th. I'm Paul Caroli in for Bree Davies, and here's what Denver's talking about.
Producer Paul Caroli, hello.
Hey, Bree, good morning.
Justine Sandoval, welcome back.
Hello.
So today we've created a task for ourselves.
A solemn and important duty.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, we've been talking about doing a visitor's guide, like where we would take people if they come to visit Denver, because I think this probably happens for you guys. People are like, oh, my cousin's coming through Denver for 2 days. Where should they go?
Yeah.
And I always go,
exactly.
I literally, who are they? What are they like? How old are they? Do they know what our Mexican food is? Like, where do I start? You know?
Am I going to disappoint them with our Mexican food?
Or are they going to think it's revelatory? You just don't know.
It's a great bellwether for if someone is like ready and open-minded, or they're just like, anyway, that's a different show.
I agree with you. But all that to say, so the New York Times did this 36 hours in Denver guide. And Paul, you put this on our radar and we're like, I think we could do 36 hours in Denver better.
Hell yeah.
Than the New York Times did.
We can do it better. We should get into it.
So they break it down by day. You fly in on a Friday night. Here's what you're going to do. Saturday and then Sunday during the day before you leave. So we're going to start. Each of us took a section of this 36 hours. Paul, you took the first 12 hours. Mm-hmm. The New York Times had an afternoon activity. It's again, your friend gets off the plane. Oh, you know what? Actually, wait, one more thing. When I was thinking about this, I have to think about a person that I would be entertaining because I don't know how I would do it. Did you have someone in mind, Paul?
Oh, that's a good idea, though. I feel like mine's one size fits all.
Okay.
Mine's good for everyone, I think.
Okay. That's helpful framework.
Well, the New York Times reader. You need some money. There's some expensive stuff.
I know. I was like, the New York Times was also making assumptions about who would be reading this. And that's a whole other story.
Yes.
So, okay. Someone with got a little bit of money is Paul's framework. New York Times recommends 3 p.m. You start at the Denver Art Museum. Kind of a given. You know, I love that place.
Of course,
generally there's something cool going on. The Kirkland Museum of Fine and Decorative Art is also what they recommend. And then they said the Quirky Museum. Quirky. You know that somebody doesn't know something if they describe it as quirky or they don't like it.
It's such an understatement for such a beautiful museum dedicated to a single artist's life, which in my opinion is the best kind of museum. And we are so lucky to have two of them. Neither of which made my 12 hours.
And the Kirkland is right near the dam. It's this beautiful yellow building. It's pretty brand new. They built it a couple of years ago. At any rate, they say, which has doubled in exhibition capacity, preserves the original studio of Vance Kirkland, who often painted suspended on straps above his canvases. Before reaching it, visitors pass through the encyclopedic collection of decorative pieces from Art Nouveau tapestries to postmodern sofas that crowd the walls and floors salon style. Yes, that is what it is.
Cool. Vance Kirkland's a cool artist.
It is. It's a little rich person hoardy to me. Like, here's some rich person's hoard. But at any rate, it's a great museum. I just don't know if I would start there. That's a real harsh entrance to Denver that's giving you something we aren't really. Anyway, then there's the Clifford. They also recommend the Clifford Still Museum. As you pointed out, Paul, another museum dedicated to a single artist's work. Absolutely opposite experience of the Kirkland. It is
sparse.
Massive, cavernous, sparse. So then their next recommendation is 6:30 p.m. They call it a destination dinner at Tavernetta.
Italian, fancy, fine.
Is that in Boulder?
It's in Union Station.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. It's the Frasca people. That's right. Okay. And then, so after a nice dinner at Tavernetta, 9 p.m., they've called Nightcap Madness. They start in Lodo at the Cooper Lounge in Union Station. Then they go to Cherry Creek for B and GC at the Halcyon Hotel.
I think they're just giving some options. You know, we got some fancy cocktail bars here.
Yeah. And then they, quotations, River North Art District, Death & Co. In, oh, I'm going to reread this. This is hurting my feelings. The New York Times says, in the River North Art District, known as Rhino, New York's cult mixologist Death & Co. are newly spiking the cocktail scene in a clubby room with grand chandeliers and a menu the size of a novel.
Of course, like, the New York Times says go to Denver for the New York style cocktails. Are you kidding me?
Is that not rude to you, Justine?
I hate
no,
that.
No, it's insulting. And the location of Death & Co. like hurts my soul. Like my grandma's house is literally up the street.
No offense to Death & Co. I'm sure it's a cool space, but I also, if I was that place, maybe I don't want you to describe me as something that's not from here that's cooler than where you are.
I would tell people to come to the Colorado Ticks Club, to my family's bar, cash only. Come get a Miller Lite and a shot of tequila for the authentic Denver experience.
Truth. Okay, so Paul, right, starting at 3 p.m.
Let me show you how it's done. Here's what you do when you arrive in Denver. I'm assuming you're flying in. So number one, the thing they missed that is most important, pay tribute to Blucifer. He's right outside the airport. You got to give it up. You know, you're in for a heck of a weekend here. This is the greatest city on earth, and Blucifer's there to greet you.
Okay.
So you're going to then ride the A train downtown. Maybe you listen to a podcast from CityCast Denver about conspiracy theories at DIA.
Good call.
Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the views. So you just got in. You rode the A train downtown. You're taking in the wonder that is downtown Denver. You know, it's a Friday afternoon. There's no real better time to see it. People are excited about the weekend. It really is lovely.
And you're coming into Union Station, which is arguably like the most beautiful part of downtown Denver right now.
You're going to see it in its best light.
Yes.
So then you're going to walk over to the confluence of the two rivers where the city was born.
Oh,
a
so
truly
beautiful
place that we have like invested in and is such a nice spot to sit. You can just take in the art on the Cherry Creek Trail.
It's the confluence, the Platte and the Cherry Creek coming together.
A very meaningful
My favorite start. Mural, Confluent People, Emmanuel Martinez, right there, tells our a little bit of our story. This, I agree with you, Paul. This is a picturesque spot in the city that makes us look so cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so while you're there, I'm going to give you a little practical help because any visitor should have a water bottle. So you're going to pop into REI. You're going to buy yourself an insulated water bottle. You're going to fill it at the Starbucks in the same building. They have a little water spigot. I've done this too many times. I buy too many of these insulated water bottles. It is a guilty pleasure. But you can just walk right over and you fill it up. You got a nice cold water all day. It's awesome.
But we're at REI. And then again, if you're with me or Justine, we're going to tell you what was the REI from the 60s through the 90s, Justine, what was in that building?
It was in the old Forney Museum, and it was the coolest, creepiest field trip you went on for the year.
Yes.
There was old hearses in there.
There was a room full of fit, like taxidermied fish.
Yes. And my favorite was the Alfred Packard diorama where he is literally eating a woman's head.
Oh, God.
So if we're walking around this gorgeous turn of the last century building, we're going to be telling you about this.
You're going to get some stories.
So this was the old Denver tramway powerhouse, Paul, just so you know. Mm-hmm. I learned all about it in researching.
Hmm. There you go.
So that's where all the power for the streetcars came from.
All right. So you're at REI. You're enjoying your little walk. You walk across a little pedestrian bridge there. Maybe you go up to Little Man Ice Cream, the famous milk jug. You get a scoop of the space chunk. That's my favorite flavor over there. Just enjoy the afternoon. Kick back. You're not here to stress yourself out. You're just acclimating to the altitude. You're getting used to it.
Well, and it's like a Friday. Little Man always has like really great stuff. They have a calendar packed
with an event
free
going on.
Stuff to do. Sometimes it's jazz. Sometimes it's kids events. So
you're stealing yourself for an epic meal. Now, the New York Times gave some, in my opinion, A-tier recommendations. Tavernetta, that's a good restaurant. But with me, you're going to the S-tier. You're going to Brutto. downtown on the Dairy Block. The chef was the only chef in town who was a finalist for the James Beard Award this year.
Oh.
Michael Diaz de Leon. Bruto is like, it's very expensive. But when I went, at least a couple of months ago, I was very lucky to go. It was a plant-based omakase experience, which is like a tasting menu. You get multiple courses. It takes forever. And they specialize in fermentation. So you can get like a fermented cocktail pairing accompaniment for each course. And they also do a non-alcoholic version as well.
Yes.
A whole fancy non-alcoholic mocktail pairing menu.
Respect.
It's so cool.
Respect a place that knows how to do a good mocktail.
Yeah. This is like, it's like Latin and global. It's all, everything fused together. And it's, you know, it's the smartest, most ambitious food people we have got. S tier restaurant. Enjoy.
This is gonna impress somebody.
Oh yeah.
Good job.
Oh yeah.
So then you have this amazing dinner. What are you going to do for the rest of the evening, Paul?
That's the whole evening. It takes forever. It's like a 3-hour long thing. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're going to be sitting here at this chef's counter. You're going to be regaled with too much information about all of the ingredients as you slowly get drunk on their fancy cocktails. You're just going to enjoy yourself. That's your evening.
Okay. Okay. So then you go to your Airbnb or your friend's house or your hotel, wherever you're going. And then you wake up Sunday morning and this next 12 hours of planning, Saturday morning and day, this is going to be, Justine, you've taken this on.
Yes.
So I'm going to describe again what the New York Times recommended. They start with a 9 a.m. bike. Again. 9 a.m. bike or ski the creek.
Ski the creek.
Ski like the dude at Wash Park on his skis and like rollerblade skis.
100% sure that's what they are referring to.
I couldn't figure that one out when I read it. I was like, ski.
And I was like, I don't think that's something people come here to do. I think that's something weird dads in Crestmore do.
Yeah, that's that one guy at Wash Park.
Yes. So you bike or ski. Also, they recommended the B-Cycle.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. the B-Cycle. So good. Such a good program. And then they have 11 a.m. the brunch bunch. And they recommend a bunch of restaurants, two of which are closed. Old Major, Low Country Kitchen, Senor Bear, and Linger. Those are their options they give you. And then
wouldn't be my picks.
Not
for brunch.
No. 4 p.m. they have you do a craft beer crawl. They mention, of all things, the Great American Beer Festival. I don't know.
Nightmarish when I used to be a bartender on South Broadway afterwards.
Oh, you don't want the people the Great American Beer Fest. No. They're already wasted.
Lots of pretzel necklaces and throw up piles everywhere.
As my friend from Germany.
And I am sorry about that.
Yeah, then Paul apologizes deeply for coming in with his pretzel necklace. They mentioned more rhino. They just cannot get over. They mentioned rhino like 6 times in this episode. And like, it's fine, but it's not all of Denver, just so you know. And I wonder if this is why people have a perception of what we are based on the New York Times telling you this is the only place in Denver. But they do recommend some great places too. Our mutual friend, Ratio Beer Works. Those are two breweries actually I like as a non-drinker. And then Odell Brewing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Justine, you're taking us from 9 a.m. on Saturday morning throughout the day. What do you start with at 9 a.m.?
Okay. I modeled this off of what I kind of would do in a Saturday as a Coloradan and if I had people in town. So one of the things they did is they did their activity first and then brunch. But I need fuel before I go do my Colorado activity. So I did a little switcheroo here and I did brunch / I guess at this time it's just breakfast. and I decided what I usually do when I bring people to Denver is I give them a tour of what used to be here. I'm like, this is this, but back in 1995, this was actually this. So I love doing that tour. So
I'm glad we both keep people we love hostage.
Yeah.
On our tours.
Oh, and they love it though. They're like, go with Justine. She'll tell you what used to be here.
So we'll start there. And I'm assuming that whoever this is, they're probably maybe staying with me or staying downtown Denver. So we will take my favorite avenue, 38th Street, all the way to the north side, the neighborhood I grew up in. And on the drive there, I will give them the What Used to Be Here tour. And we're going to go to Bodegas, which is a newer place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's located in the space that once occupied my favorite coffee shop, which was Cafe Bushi Cubano.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Great
beautiful
place.
Beautiful little strip, too.
Bodega is actually a really great spot that is not too brunchy. And you're going to be there early, so you're not going to have the crowds. And it has my second favorite culinary invention of all time, besides a burrito, the sandwich. And most importantly, the breakfast sandwich.
Yes.
And I love a bougie breakfast sandwich. So this place has all of that. Also, if you do want to start your morning off with a cocktail, no judgment here. They have really good cocktails. And then you can also get your coffee fix in the morning.
Love it.
I've never heard of this place. I got to check it out.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I like that they have like a real, it's new, but they have an urban vibe. And there's artwork on the wall from Jolt from Gorilla Garden. So it kind of hits an intersection that I can totally stand of like new Denver and like old like
Denver.
Yeah, and
Denver. Really just tapping into like the underlying, the hip hop culture that also is in Denver that a lot of people don't know exists.
Yes, exactly. So that would be my first spot. We'd stop there and get our morning fuel. They open at 8 a.m. on Saturdays. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So that would be our morning stop. And then next activity, I kind of stretched it here, but I think because Red Rocks is owned by the city and county of Denver, we will go up to Red Rocks and to the Dinosaur Ridge Trail.
I mean,
that's
pick. And if you want to impress people, it is like, oh yeah, this place is beautiful.
Yeah.
People are not lying.
Oh, and it's a 20-minute drive from Bodegas, I-70 West. You can get up to Red Rocks and go ahead and see the greatest venue in the world. People love to take pictures, walk the steps, but there's also more up there. And there's a very unique history of Colorado that I like to share. And that's the history of the dinosaurs. Mm. And it's a big thing. Like every time I'm at Coors Field and people are asking why we have a dinosaur as a mascot, I love to like chime in. Like, actually, when they're building the stadium
6 million years ago,
found a triceratops. And yeah, so I would love to take people
dinosaur history.
Dinosaur history.
Okay.
And then the other thing about the Dinosaur Ridge Trail is it's right next to Red Rocks, but it's a paved trail and it's 2 miles. So your guests don't have to have hiking boots and all of the gear to take them on like a massive trail.
A hike. Love it.
Yep. And then from there, we will go down, back down Alameda Avenue to one of the most overlooked places in Denver, South South Federal.
Oh, yes.
I feel like South Federal, like, shows the diversity of Denver outside of, like, the developer's version of Denver, like, the Rhino
it's
tour.
It's an area that's not changed a lot, but, like, has remained very vibrant.
Exactly.
Like, the businesses are, some of them have been there forever, but, like, they're popping.
Absolutely.
Not, yeah.
And there's so much to see, and there's so many great restaurants. It's like the hidden gem of Denver.
What do you
Denver
hit on South Sound Federal?
So, one of my favorite places is Jay's Noodles.
Oh, best Thai food in the city.
Yes.
Hands down.
Endless Pho, yes. Like so many restaurants. My personal favorite is Pho 79. And then Good after call. That, we'll go over to Meow Wolf.
Good call.
Yeah. And I will admit, I have not been.
What?
No,
oh, really?
I have not been yet.
Oh, Justine.
So it would be a great experience with me. And
grab some edibles. Take your friend.
Exactly.
Take them first, though. They take your drugs at the door.
So, yeah, then I can experience that with my guest as well.
That's pretty fun.
Enjoy Meow Wolf. And then we'll end by going across the street to Rices and my favorite brewery in Denver and having a beer and talking about how much the Platte River smells.
Isn't this a unique and distinctive smell that we're smelling?
Yeah.
I love this because you get into Sun Valley, which again, a lot of folks don't know is a neighborhood.
Yes.
And Rices is like, I know we talk about it all the time. It is still my favorite brewery in the city.
It's great.
Great patio.
They'll have great food trucks. And when they don't, they have great pretzels randomly.
Oh, yeah.
it's a great place for kids. I've seen amazing shows there. Kuvo, I think, does a lot of booking there. It also to me is like, Denver's pretty cool. If you want to see how cool we are, Raices is one of those spots.
I love it. And one thing that I did on my tour here was it was like optimum drive time loop.
That's so, right. You took that into consideration.
I went from downtown up 38th to I-70 West, all the way down to Alameda, then down South Federal, back down to Meowth, right back into downtown again.
Perfect. That's a perfect day. I like that.
All right. It's Saturday night. The New York Times would have you go back to Rhino for an experience they call the Hip Hop Kitchen.
I know.
Quote, the Rhino District also teems with culinary intrigue, from the new Super Mega Bien serving Mexican tapas dim sum style to the contemporary wood-fired grill Acorn. Because reservations are hard to come by, hit Hop Alley early. I like that recommendation. Hop Alley's a great restaurant.
Hop Alley's great.
Acorn has closed. Yes. So that one is not useful at all. But then the New York Times would have you go to Nocturne, the jazz club, for a late night set. Meh.
It's a great spot. Also, it's not that late at night. But
Yeah, 9 p.m. Then on Sunday morning, your final morning, they're going to send you out for a street art stroll.
Oh my God, a trigger warning for Denverites. This is the greatest gentrifier's grift of all time, the Denver Graffiti Tour. So 10 a.m.
Street art stroll. I guess, I assume that's still in Rhino. And then they wrap up with musical fair. I don't know why they call it that.
I wondered this too.
It doesn't really make sense, but what they're actually doing is sending you to Zeppelin Station, the other side of Rhino. So you're seeing every corner of Rhino with the New York Times.
I'm going to tell my visitor, Casa Bonita is not open yet, so please don't ask me. That's the number one question.
Really, every visitor for the last 2 years.
Seriously. People.
Can you get me into Casa Bonita, though?
Yeah.
But do you know someone that could get us into Casa Bonita?
Yeah. Like, no, unless you're on the mailing list, they randomly choose you, and then you have to go at 7 p.m. on a Saturday, and you don't get a choice. So that's how it goes. That's my first note. We can't go there. So I had Saturday night. Guys, there's no mention of Colfax on this list, so I'm taking my people.
Glaring mistake.
To the best place on Colfax for a fancy dinner. Bastion's Steakhouse.
Beautiful.
Nice. Bacon wrapped scallops, sugar steak, their New York strip in a sugar rub. You can only order it rare or medium rare. For a person like me, perfect.
That's such old school.
I love it. Denver, I love random
steak
rules.
Culture.
I love and hate random rules. This is one I love. but this is a family owned restaurant that has been in some iteration on this land since the 30s.
Wow.
And they built the current. If you're visiting me, I am giving you all kinds of unwanted information about the buildings you're
Same.
In. Yeah. You know, like the history. So this is this building itself was built in 1958. If you are not familiar with Bastion's, it's this gorgeous circular building. It is built in a spiral. So at the bottom is this sunken booth. And then you come up, the bar is round. And then you come up a set of like a floating staircase into the very top of it. And there's a dining area up there as well. This is a Googie style building. So this is a building that's popular in the 50s through the 70s. Very space age oriented, lots of exaggerated shapes, large windows. Beautiful glass and steel work is like what typifies Googie style. And I learned that this is the first ever Googie style building to be listed on the National Register of Historic Places in the country. So then at 9 p.m., we wander a little farther up Colfax and we go to the PS Lounge. You want to make a lady feel special? You take her to the PS Lounge. So
got to agree with that. I mean, the free flower?
You get a single rose. Everyone gets an Alabama Slammer shot, which I believe is like SoCo and juice. I don't know how much actual SoCo these ever had in them. I haven't had one in 17 years, but I will tell you when I did, I was like, this is juice. Thank you. But it's that old school,
Colfax Dive.
It's also Colfax Hospitality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on in, have a rose. Have a shot, killer jukebox, wood paneling, booths, everything I ever want in a bar. I read an interview with the owner who was like, I call it the ladies bar. I only employ ladies and I give ladies flowers. And again, I don't know why I love that right now, but I do. So, I will say all my friends that used to live here that come home to visit have to go. They always go to PS on their, when they come home. It's the spot.
Yeah.
It's like an old Denver spot that's like, it's one of our best dive bars, for sure.
Little insider tip for my fellow pizza fanatics out there. Oh, you can order pizza from the place next door, and they'll deliver to you in PS Lounge.
Oh, Enzo's End.
Nice. Enzo's End, yep. And the pizza is not bad.
I did not know that. That's actually also good because Enzo's End's ambiance is, well, it's a pizza place.
Yeah,
it's, well, so you feel like you're in the oven, you know? Or like,
that place in particular.
Everything's greasy, and, but the pizza's great, and you can order it to the bar. That's great,
It's
Paul.
Awesome. It's awesome. It's a great night. Such
oh
a good pick.
Oh, my God. So I'm kind of going with the Colfax bar crawl theme here. And even though I don't drink, I love Colfax, so I will do a bar crawl with you. One thought was, we're right by the Bluebird. If there's a good show, of course,
pop
I'm going to take you there. Mm-hmm. The Bluebird is beautiful. It is one of those venues that other cities just don't have, a former movie house. I may also hit the Middleman, which is a newer bar, but it's really nice. It's right by the Bluebird. Mm-hmm. If I want to impress somebody, be like, we do also have new bars that are not old dives. But then I'm going to probably take you to the Satire after that. So Middleman, Satire, we're really coming down Colfax. And then I would probably end actually at Charlie Brown's for one last drink. So I'm going to head into Capitol Hill.
Oh, for some singing, piano.
They have piano. They have a live piano player, I think at least on the weekends, every night at 6 p.m. until close. So you can hear some Billy Joel. You can hear some, I mean, it's such a, to me, it's a Denver staple that's not changed. And it's also a piano. Where else do you get a piano bar?
Yeah. Oh, love
fantastic
Charlie Brown.
Evening. So, oh, my gosh. A little walk in Camp Hill, Colfax. I love that.
Yeah. So then that's my Saturday night.
All right. Sunday morning. We're waking up.
So I did what Justine did, and I flipped things around because they didn't have us eat until 12:30.
Yeah.
So I started at 10 a.m. I also went to South Federal. The place you go, honestly, when you're hungover.
Yeah.
Delicious
South Federal.
All of my hungover friends love pho. And I'm a pho 96 person. I'd also recommend the veggie broth, Paul. Honestly, it's the spicier
one. Yes.
Good to know.
If you need to like burn that hangover out of your body, pho 96's veggie broth will do it for you. And then iced coffee with condensed milk. Get yourself real jacked up on caffeine. And then we are going to go back down Federal, cut over to Sheridan, and we're going to hit Lakeside. We're hitting Lakeside on a Sunday afternoon because this is like a wander. This is not, I will say Lakeside at night is probably the most beautiful place in the city.
Yeah.
But it's a Sunday. It's, to me, I kind of treat it like a park. You pay like $5 to get in, and then we're going to walk around Lakeside, and I'm going to annoyingly tell you about everything I know about the history of Lakeside. I think it was formerly Berkeley Lake. It is now Lake Rhoda, which is named after Rhoda Krasner, who is the owner. Her father purchased the amusement park during the Depression, renamed the lake after her. If you're lucky, you might catch Rhoda in the park on her tiny little red car that she drives around.
Every time people
please
are like,
tell me what lake's
what is that place? And I'm like, oh, that's Lakeside.
So that's how I'm ending my day, is truly a wander. And you can get a funnel cake at the College View little stand. I mean, it's also, you're probably still hungover. I got to say, when I was hungover, a funnel cake was kind of a dream thing to eat. So that's where I'm ending my day, Paul.
I think that is great. Thanks. I think that is a really good 36 hours in Denver. I would be proud to take a visitor.
We hit Union Station. We hit Red Rocks. We hit Lakeside. We hit Colfax. We hit the North Side. I mean, we hit the Confluence.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed with us.
Yeah. Take that, New York Times.
Yeah. This is what Denver really looks like.
Hey, we want to hear from you too. What are your absolute favorite places to take visitors? I'm talking about restaurants or destinations that just scream Denver and don't disappoint. The Mile High Visitors Guide hotline is open. Text or leave us a voicemail at 720-500-5418. Again, that number is 720-500-5418. That's all for today here on CityCast Denver. If you enjoyed the show, why not take a minute to tell someone coming to visit about us? Rate the show wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to our morning newsletter, Hey Denver, and learn more about us at denver.citycast.fm. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. See you then.